USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All things are quiet on Capitol Hill as lawmakers have a three-day weekend, with Monday being Martin Luther King Day. The impeachment trial against President Trump will start on Tuesday, and Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has a message for Democrats regarding witnesses.
If it turns out and the Republican base sees that this looks like only Democrat witnesses and no presidential witnesses, I guarantee that the Republican base will punish those people who set up that kind of scenario. If it looks like a kangaroo court, the Republican base is going to be very, very unhappy.
Paul speaking there on Fox News, and the feds are charging three men for a scheme to use yachts to smuggle illegal Chinese immigrants from the Bahamas to Florida. 40 Chinese immigrants paid thousands of dollars to sneak into the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Several reports on the U.S. economy are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has some highlights.
In one report, the government says housing starts across the U.S. have surged to a 13-year high. Residential starts rising nearly 17% in December to about 1.6 million. New home construction for all of 2019 rose 3.2%. Single-family housing starts rose in the South and Midwest, but they fell in the West and Northeast. The University of Michigan says consumer sentiment was down to 99.1 this month. That's down from 99.3 in December. In another report, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the number of job openings fell to 6.8 million in December, job openings rate decreasing to 4.3%.
And slick roads are expected all the way from the Dakotas down to the panhandle of Texas, with up to a foot of snow expected in North and South Dakota. Meanwhile, ice will be the big problem in the panhandle. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is arguing that four Democratic senators running for president in 2020 should recuse themselves from President Trump's impeachment trial, arguing they cannot sit in judgment of the very president they seek to replace. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked about recusing himself on the campaign trail.
I swore a constitutional oath as a United States Senator to do my job, and I'm here to do my job. And I think the people of the United States understand that.
Turns out it's not the young people downing lots and lots of alcohol. It's the folks over the age of 35 hitting the bottle. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more on the story.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, finds binge drinkers consuming more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. Adults above the age of 35 with the biggest spike, up 25% from almost 10 years ago. People who live in the state of Massachusetts binging the least, but people who live in the state of Wyoming binging the most, with over 1,000 drinks per person.
Please remember, you can take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.